VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Forecasters say Hurricane Dorian is moving dangerously close to the southeastern U.S., first likely impacting Florida and Georgia, and moving up the coast to North Carolina, where officials are urging people to complete their storm preparations.
The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday, but we can feel the impacts as early as tomorrow. We urge everybody to complete your storm preparations by tomorrow. The State Emergency Response Team has been filling resource requests for our county partners to include food, water, shower trailers, swift water rescue teams, and National Guard high water vehicle teams.
North Carolina's governor ordered a mandatory evacuation of the dangerously exposed barrier islands along the state's entire coast. Dorian battered the Bahamas for almost 2 days, leaving mass devastation, especially on the Abaco Island areas.
Worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and, you know, that paled in comparison. So we're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and, you know, we can rebuild. We will rebuild.
Officials have confirmed at least 7 deaths in the Bahamas, but anticipate the death toll will rise. Meantime, the Prime Minister said that a Navy vessel is carrying food to the people of Abaco Tuesday night, and more will arrive on Wednesday. U.S. rescue teams recovered the bodies of 20 people killed in a middle-of-the-night fire aboard a dive boat off the coast of Southern California, while continuing to look for at least 14 more others feared dead. Authorities have not said what they believe caused Monday's fire. The Federal National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched a team to investigate. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has denied that she's discussed resigning.